Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and
that's a lovely thought, isn't it? I'll be home for Christmas. Good morning, Brent Loukes, back with you today. We're thinking about our pal Evan Bray. He's having a tough go with this bug that's out there, so we wish him well. I know I sat here Friday morning filling in saying, oh, he'll be back Monday, and then yesterday, Monday, I sat here thinking, oh, maybe he'll be back tomorrow, and I'm guessing that Evan is down for the count here through the Christmas holidays. So, Evan, hope you're on the upswing here, feeling better, and look forward to having you back in the chair at some point in the coming days here. Got a busy program on the way here. Look at this. My gosh, just 2 days away from Christmas on this 23rd day of December. On the way here in just a moment, I've got a conversation with Health Minister Jeremy Cockerill talking about these overcapacity issues that the NDP brought to light last week. Also on the way this morning, as we do after 9 o'clock, we will have the phones wide open. You got anything on your mind today, Saskatchewan? We want to hear from you after 9 o'clock with our open phones. It could be some important information you want to share with the world. It could be a Christmas greeting you want to send out, or maybe something's bugging you. You want to share that with us as well. Open phones is what it's all about after 9 o'clock. I'm looking forward to this segment at 9:30 this morning. When you hear the thoughts of country music, Western Canadian country music, and you hear the name Wall in there, you're thinking, what? Coulter? No, not Coulter. Dad Brad and Weyburn country singer-songwriter Dan Cugnet and Terry Harris teaming up for a wonderful bit of music that we're going to play for you and talk to those three folks here coming up just after 9:30 this morning. After 10, it's all about the Hour of Cheer, where we let you highlight your favorite charity. Maybe you work or volunteer at a charitable organization. And we all know this time of the year, there's lots of extra pressure on so many of our charities. After 10, we give you the chance to, sell your charity to the world by giving us a call. And we'll also get the details on one particular very cool charity that's happening in the province here just after 10 this morning. Last minute gift ideas, tech expert Mark Saltzman is here. You know, I think of technology, most of us nowadays think, oh man, this is going to cost me a lot of money, but Mark's got some really neat little Christmas gift ideas, kind of techie in a way, that might be of interest to you or somebody on your Christmas list. That's after 11 this morning. We talk your toy memories. Oh, we've all got those, right? From our childhood, that memory of that very special toy you got at Christmas time. We'll look forward to hearing your favorite toy memory story after 11:30. We got lots on the go here, but as I say, we're going to get started with Health Minister Jeremy Cockerill. We'll get to that interview in just a moment here. Weather-wise, it's another cold day, but nothing too bad out there. Flu cases on the rise all over Canada. My gosh, this influenza type A is rampant right now. The most widespread flu, when you look at the Flu Watch map in Canada, is right here in Saskatchewan and next door in Alberta. Some areas of southern BC and some areas of southern Quebec have the most per capita flu cases these days. And so that was on the minds of the NDP last week when they came out with some numbers showing the overcapacity issues at a number of Saskatchewan hospitals, not only the major centers, but also some outlying centers. So with Jeremy Cockerill, the health minister, joining me on the line, what do you say to these increasing numbers that we're seeing at hospitals these days?
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, this time of year, especially, with the flu going around and it being winter and maybe more slips and falls and other kind of seasonal challenges, this time of year is often a busy time in our hospitals and our emergency departments. There's been lots of work done in terms of how we improve patient flow through our emergency departments and ensuring that people get the care that they need, and I think people can rely on that in Saskatchewan, wherever they may be, whether it's Regina or Saskatoon or one of our many rural healthcare facilities. But then once they're through the emergency room, making sure that they get the right level of care, whether that be in the hospital or whether that be a move to a long-term care facility or back into the community and back to their primary care provider. So lots of work being done in that area. I mean, the numbers that the opposition shared recently just, I would say, completely misrepresented the challenges, but there are challenges out there, and we're working every day to solve them.
So what's the fix? Is it simply more bodies, more money needed?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, at the end of the day, you need people to care for people. So, you know, I'd say we've made some pretty good steps forward in 2025 when it comes to filling positions under our Health Human Resources Action Plan. Obviously, still more work to do, still more positions to fill, whether that be on the physician side or the nursing side. You know, and we have the incentives in place, we have the training programs in place. But again, I mean, that does take time to get to really the position where we want to be, but I'd say good progress in 2025 and heading into some positive territory in 2026.
So when we see something like a surge in flu numbers coming to the hospital, or as you mentioned, maybe more injuries due to icy conditions, is that something, though, that you can really react to fairly quickly, prepare for?
Yeah, I mean, and certainly when it comes to flu season, I mean, the SHA has been out there, you know, promoting the availability, pardon me, of the flu vaccine this year. We have about similar uptake with the flu vaccine as we have last year. Obviously, the numbers pick up this time of year, right? More people gathering, more holiday parties, more family gatherings. So, you know, again, the best protection that people can find, you know, against the flu is the flu vaccine every year. And, you know, the SHA has lots of availability and lots of supply in that regard. Again, I mean, not much you can do about, you know, the weather. That Mother Nature, we kind of live that roller coaster every single year in Saskatchewan. But certainly the Saskatchewan Health Authority knows that, you know, things are going to be busier in the winter, and staffs up accordingly and make sure that there are people at our facilities. And Brent, just to, you know, your earlier point about some of the numbers shared by the opposition, I mean, the numbers shared by the opposition were the total time that somebody is in emergency room from when they arrive at triage until they are discharged, either to a bed or out of the emergency room or to a long-term care facility. And that's not the time that it is taking to see a physician in the emergency department. We're under 2 hours average this year to see a physician when someone presents at the emergency room.
Are we still seeing a large number of people coming to emergency that shouldn't be in the emergency?
Great question. You know, this is, I'd say there continue to be higher numbers than we'd like to see of lower acuity patients at emergency rooms. That's exactly why we have the urgent care center set up in Regina. We're working hard to get this, the one in Saskatoon on the west side, close to St. Paul's, up and running and ready to go. Because really, I think, and again, as we've been able to add staff in the healthcare system, now the goal becomes to strengthening primary care opportunities so that everybody has access to a primary care provider, hopefully keeping them out of the emergency room as much as possible down the road. And then we really want to work with patients across the province to understand, you know, when they may need to go to an emergency room, but when an urgent care center opportunity is the appropriate place for them to receive care. As we do that, we'll lower the pressure on our emergency rooms and, you know, obviously making sure that our highest need patients are where they need to be.
Is the urgent care center doing the job you hoped it would do?
Yeah, I think there's been some tweaks that we've noticed in Regina. I mean, we've seen it's close to 60,000 patients now in Regina since that urgent care center opened. I mean, you think about that, Brent. I mean, that's 60,000 people that didn't need to go to the PASCA or the general emergency department, or maybe weren't even receiving care previously. So it's doing the job in terms of pulling a volume out of the emergency departments and then also providing another access point to receive care. As we get this first one up in Saskatoon, that's going to lower pressure on St. Paul's and RUH and Saskatoon City emergency departments. And as we can lower that pressure, that means there's more availability for the highest acuity patients.
Okay. And I'm guessing just with the Christmas and probably staff taking some holiday time off, is that something that the SHA prepares for as far as reacting if they're able to, if all of a sudden for some reason there's a surge in numbers?
It is. I mean, the Saskatchewan Health Authority obviously understands that over holidays, whether that be Christmas or spring break or other holidays throughout the year, obviously people want to take holidays. And, you know, a big shout out to, you know, the healthcare workers that are going to be working Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and Boxing Day and all these holidays around, over the next couple of weeks, you know, when we're at home spending time with our families, they're going to be working in the hospital and making sure that, you know, ourselves and our family members are well cared for. Obviously, it's something we prepare for every year. If there does have to be disruptions, obviously, that's posted on the Saskatchewan Health Authority website and publicized so that people know what is available to them as close to home.
On another matter, the government recently launched the new mobile mammography unit, so I'm guessing providing more mammographies in rural areas, which then hopefully reduces some of the wait times for those coming into the major cities?
Absolutely. You know, 2025 has been a very positive year for breast health in the province of Saskatchewan. Obviously, the Regina Breast Health Centre opened up earlier this spring, providing, you know, more services to women in Regina and southern Saskatchewan. But the mobile mammography unit that we unveiled last week in Saskatoon, that's replacing the unit that's been running for 23 years around Saskatchewan. The upgraded unit is very impressive. It visits about 42 communities every year. And a big shout out to the Cancer Foundation of Saskatchewan, as well as the Kinsmen Foundation and all the donors of those two groups for helping to fund, the capital purchase of this bus. The government of Saskatchewan and the Saskatchewan Health Authority pay for the operation of the bus. And then the exciting part is we're also going to be adding a second mobile unit later in 2026. Again, increasing the frequency that we can get these mobile units in rural communities and improving the access that women in Saskatchewan have to a screening mammogram. And then obviously we're also lowering the age for women where they can receive a screening mammogram without a doctor's referral. We're going to 43 years of age on January 2nd of 2026, and then mid-year in the summer of 2026, going down to the age of 40. So again, increasing the opportunity for women to get that first screening mammogram or their regular screening mammograms, and then also increasing the number of access points as well.
I was telling you before we started about a positive experience I had having to go out to the Humboldt Hospital for a procedure. Are more and more people understanding how we're set up in this province that, listen, instead of you having to wait maybe for what you need done in Saskatoon or Regina, consider going to one of these outlying hospitals?
Great question, Brent. This is, I always have to remind folks, we are in a provincial health system. And so there are lots of access points for care. So you think about mammography, for example, there are the mobile units that we have up and running, but then we also have 8 communities. And so, for example, thinking about my own community in North Battleford, we have a lot more availability for screening mammograms than there might be in Saskatoon. So if there is a woman in Saskatoon who's willing to drive out to North Battleford to get an earlier appointment, that opportunity does exist, and if that's not being offered to you, certainly ask about it, and there are opportunity in our regional centers to get earlier appointments.
Saskatchewan Health Minister Jeremy Cockrell kicking off today's edition of the Evan Bray Show. Brent Laux filling in. You're listening to us on 650 CKOM Saskatoon and 980 CJME Regina. Such a unique sound. Always loved the music of Chris Rea. He passed away this week at the age of 74. He'd had a lot of health issues over his life, but just an amazing talent. If you're a fan, you already know what I'm talking about. His biggest hit, I guess you could say, top 40-wise, goes back to the 70s, late 70s, Fool If You Think It's Over. You remember that song. One of my favorites of his is a song called Texas, Road to Hell, as well. Chris Rea passing away at the age of 74. Another very famous entertainer who is still with us, Barry Manilow. Some news about Barry Manilow this week where he said he'd been dealing with a long case of bronchitis. Boy, there's a lot of that around these days as well. Said he was dealing with it for about 6 weeks, then had a relapse. They did an MRI and they found a spot on his lung. So he's got some lung cancer. They're going to remove it. Doctor says they got it in time as far as he believes. And he's taken some time off. But Barry Manilow, for all the fanalos, and I'm one of them, says he plans to be back on the stage at the age of 82 coming up in February. There's some good news on this very special week. Boy, oh boy, I just can't get over the fact that Christmas is 2 days away. Brent Laux filling in. This is the Evan Bray Show today with you till 12:30 on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.